Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabosai. It is Erev Pesach, Haba Aleinu Latova, and today's daf is Shabbos, daf Lam Gimel. Time is short, but that's the beauty of daf Yomi, that we don't stop for nobody. We do have a lot of psukim on today's daf, so I will be doing them rather quickly, as a disclaimer, in terms of probably not translating every single word, but we'll try and explain the mashmos of the pasuk. And let's just go right there. I mean, I'm not sure if we'll finish the entire daf, but we'll do at least most of it. So the Gemara, we're on the bottom of Lamed Beis, Amud Beis here, we're at the two dots, three lines up, and we'll be talking about Averos and their aftermath. So the Gemara says, Bavon Gezel Hagavoy Ola. If someone for theft, for stealing, so there's a plague of locusts, very apropos, in Yom Diyoma. And there's a hunger. People have to eat their own children. Famous pasuk in the Tochacha. This is not it, actually, but the pasuk in the Tochacha promises people who don't keep the Torah will end up eating their children. If it's obviously in mass and Rachman Islam is a terrible, terrible gzera. Shinama, the Pazik says, Shumala Devar Azeb, Parosa Bashana, Sherbahar Shomron, Haushkim Dalim, Harotzos Evyonim, Amarava, Kigon Hani Neshay Mechoza. It's talking about the Parot HaBashan, the cows in the Bashan. It's like the women of Mechoza. Rava says, the Achlan Vlo Avdon, they just eat and eat and eat, but they do not work. Rashi writes, Venim says, and they end up stealing and making their husbands steal or stealing from their husbands. So they steal from their husbands. And Rashi says, and since they're very wealthy and live a lavish lifestyle, they're eating and drinking and all this stuff, so they cause their husbands to steal because they can't make enough money for them. Stephen the Pazik says, again, about theft. In terms of theft, so you'll see at the end, that's the end, the gazam will devour your fields. That's the locust. That's what we mentioned before. Uksiv the Pazik says, Yeser ha-gazam achal ha-arbeh, whatever the gazam left over, the arbeh ate, v'yeser ha-arbeh achal ha-yelek, v'yeser ha-yelek achal ha-chasil, right, different types of plagues of locusts. Uksiv, the Pazik says, v'yigzar al ha-yamin v'ore'ev, v'yuchal al ha-smol v'lo sabeu, ish b'sar zora'o yochelu. You see that the things end up in the situation of ish b'sar zora'o yochelu, that a people will eat the flesh of their zroa, over their arm, altuki b'sar zroa, ela b'sar zaro, and that's how we got to that before. That don't read the flesh of your arm, but the flesh of your zera, the flesh of your children. Rachman l'tzlan. That's what that can lead to. Okay, v'avon inoy hadin for being ma'ayin in judgments. Now inoy din sounds like it's a good thing, right? You should always be ma'ayin in din. You should always delve into judgments. So Rashi writes, now ma'achren hadayanim ledono v'lo l'shem shamayim ela l'acher. That the dayanim delay, for they delay judgment, even though they know the pshat already, they know what their decision is already, they delay for that chait. Vivus hadin, ivus hadin, Rashi writes, shema avsin oso mazidin, they intentionally change the judgment, which is correct. The kilkul hadin, what's kilkul hadin? So Rashi writes, shelo hayu mesunim bo la'ayin kol tzorchan, that's the opposite, that they didn't delve into the matter enough. They weren't ma'ayin enough. For those three averos in judgment, ubitul Torah, for the Torah, cherev ubiza rava, there's sword, there's, right, I guess, war, and biza is people, the enemies will plunder you, right, they will take your plunder, take your spoils, v'devar ubitzoros ba, and there's famine that comes, ubnei adan ochlim ve'inan saveim, and people will eat, and they won't be full, ochlim lachman v'mishkal, and they'll eat bread by weight. Pashup Chat here is that usually you sell bread by the loaf, but it'll be such a short supply that they'll have to measure out the weight of the bread. And the Chetiv in the Pasuk says, "You see, Alechem Cherev No Kemes Nekam Bris." I'll bring upon you a sword because of to take revenge over the Bris. In Bris, Ela Torah. And Bris is referring to Torah. The Pasuk says, "V'lo es Brisi Yomam Leva Laila." In low brisi yom ha'malela. Okay. Yuxiv the pasuk says, "Bishivri lachem matel lachem ve'afu eser nashim Right, 10 women, Rachman Islam will bake a bread in one oven. Ruksiv, what Pazik says, Yanu Bayan, Bemishmatai Bamasu, because you were disgusted by my Mishpatim, by my halachos. Okay. Bavon Shua Shav for the sin of swearing falsely. Shua Sheker. Shua Shav is unnecessary oaths, unnecessary swearing, meaning that, Rashi, I always forget which is which. Shua Shav is kol hamishanes hayadua. He changes what's true, meaning someone swears that this rock is a river. I don't know. Could go on ala ishu isha, or he swears that a man is a woman. Shua sheker she'ein b'de'oso nikeres u'mamin sheker lebrios. But shua sheker is when the truth is not readily available. But it's false. Meaning he swears that the stone is a tree, or the tree is a stone. If let's say it's petrified wood, whatever. For false shvuot and chil Hashem, notice how Rashi defines chil Hashem. What's chil Hashem? Fascinating, because don't do this. It's chil Hashem. Like, what's a chil Hashem? So Rashi writes, Adam gadol shebnei Adam lomdim heimenu. It's a big person, a big great man. People learn from him. They looked in. Ve'ino nisar b'maisa, but he's not careful enough in his actions. So Nimtzu HaKetanim is also the Torah Yado. It turns out that the simpler people will be mevzalzal the Torah. This guy does it; it must be okay, right? So you have to be careful when you're an Adam Gadol. The Omrim Zeu Maven She'ein Mamish B'Torah. They'll say that this guy understands that the Torah is not really so emistic. Uve Mitzvos. And Nimtzu Hashem Mischalal Nasa Dvar V'Chulin. And you see that Hashem is his name is Mischalal, and his words are turned into Chulin. It's just like any other subject. Science, math, whatever it is. So that's a Chil Hashem for those things. For Chil Shabbos back in the Gemara. And for Chil Shabbos. So Chaya Ra'araba. So there's a lot of, again, Makas Arba. Makas Arba. Oh, it's a busy day. Sorry. Makas Arov. We just talked about Arba, so I guess that's in my head. Ubehe Makala, and the animals, Dever, Makas Dever. Ubnei Adam is Matim, and Rachman Islam, the people are becoming less, many people are dying. Vadrochim, Mishmotim, and the way, the roads are there's nobody there, they're deserted. Rachman Islam, you see pictures now last night from Israel, which is locked down, so there's nobody on the highway. So it's actually, you can get a picture of that. But okay, anyway. Shemar, as the pasuk says, in Be'ela lo tevasiruli, except for you will not take Musr from these. So, Al tikri ke'ela ela be'ala. But really, it's talking about be'ala. Allah is an oath and a shvua. I mean, because you violated shvua shav, shvua sheker, so these things will come and happen to you. Look, see, the pasuk says, v'shlachti b'chem es chayas ha-sadeh, and then you see all these things that come after that. Those are the psukim in Vayikra and Tovacha. Uksiv b'shvua sheker, and it says about shvua sheker, v'os shavu b'shmi l'shaker, v'chilutaz Hashem al-kecha. Right? Don't swear falsely, and then it's chil Hashem. V'chil Hashem ksiv, and then it says about chil Hashem, v'os chalu Hashem kashi. V'chil Shabbos ksiv, and mechal le'amos yumas. You see that someone who's mechal Shabbos dies. So the Gemara, it's kind of like the Gemara connects all those three things. So you use the word chilul in all of those, by chil Hashem, chil Shabbos, and shvua sheker to teach me that all those three things are in the same boat, and the people Rachman Islam will mechala mos yumas. Ba'avon shvichos damim, for the sin of murder, Beis Hamikdash charev, the Beis Hamikdash Rachman Islam was destroyed, shechina mistalakes miYisrael, and Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence departs, runs away from Am Yisrael. Shem Amos Bozik says, lo sachanifu. There's a concept in Chazal that the land that a person lives on can become, tamei, the land itself, and then it'll spit you out, as we're going to see in a second, based on a person's sins, the sins of the masses. If you're going to be in a tamei the land, so I'm not going to let you live in it, and I'm also not going to live amongst you. Bavon Gilui Arayos, for the sin of Gilui Arayos, Vodas Kochadim, and Vodas Zara, Vashmata Shmita and Beyovelos, and not, observing Shmita and Yovel. Golus Bala Olam, not only Eretz Yisrael, but Golus comes to, there's a whole concept of Golus comes to the world. We know Sancheira, for example, was not only Megala Am Yisrael, he's Megala many, many people, and switched up all the nations and all the lands. He was Megala the 10 tribes, but not all of Am Yisrael. But okay, anyway, Megala no son, and they exile these people that they conquer. Uvayin Acherim, Vyoshrim Dumkomam. This is exactly what happened. that other people come in and live in their place. There's a whole halachos nowadays about mitzri, whether, for example, the mitzri can convert. Dor shlishi yavo hina, maybe a third generation mitzri. But then there's a whole discussion: is anybody a mitzri now? Because Sancheriv was mizbalbel all of the nations of the world, and people have moved around. Okay, fine. So this is concept of galus that comes into the world for the sin of Gilui Arayos. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, ki is called toivos hake ha'el min ha'ila asu asher as a shelof nechem. As pasuk in my bar mitzvah parsha. If you do all these abominations that the Am Yisrael do, right, Toivan is abomination, talking about Gilui Arayos, the land becomes Tameh, and it will kind of take your chait upon you. Don't let the land spit you out, as we mentioned before, when you're metameh it. And by the Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says, Peger is a carcass, is a dead body. You'll pass away, and then the Beis HaMikdash will become destroyed. I will scatter you. Zore, as we're going to see, is one of the malachos of Shabbos. Means to scatter in the wind. There's a way of separating some grains from, from the stalk or from the chaff or whatever you call it. So that's what it means. Veschem ezare bagoyim, I will scatter you amongst the nations. So Bashmita Nuviovlos Ksiv, Bashmita and Yovel, the Pasuk says, As Tirzehar is the Shabnosa, Kolimea Shamav, Temba Eretz Aivechem, Ksiv Kolimea Shamatish Bos. Basically, the Psukim are depicting how the land will finally have Shemitah when there's nobody living in it. And if you don't keep Shemitah and Yovel, so the land will rest itself by kicking you out and then nobody will work it. Okay, weiter. Bavon Navlus Peh, Nibble Peh. We don't think of Nibble Peh perhaps as so serious, but certainly very, very serious. Tsaros, Rabos, Ugzeros, Kashos, Mischachos. We'll see an example of Nibble Peh in a second. It doesn't mean necessarily coarse language, but it could be. We'll see what it is, how the Gemara describes it. Tsaros, Rabos, Ugzeros, Kashos, Mischachos. A lot of Tsaros that come upon Am Yisrael, Uvachoreson, Yisrael Mason, and the young people. It literally means Sona Yisrael, those who hate Am Yisrael, but the Gemara does that. It's talking in opposite language almost, because we don't want to say it's an Ayin Hara, but it literally means the young people of the enemies of Am Yisrael are going to die, but it means the young people of Am Yisrael. Yisomim Velmanos Tzalkim Veinam Nanin. And you have orphans and you have widows that dive into Hashem, but they're not answered. Shema is a pasuk says, Alkein al bachurav yismach Hashem, lo yismach Hashem, sorry, but yes, yisumav yis almano sav lo yirachayim, ki kulo chanefu meira, v'chol pe dover nivala, v'chol zos lo shava po, v'od yadon netuya. Again, all those bad things that we just listed are going to happen. And the pasuk says, v'chol pe dover nivala. Every mouth speaks in a disgusting way. My va'od yadon netuya, what does it mean that Hashem's hand will still be outstretched, right? Now, also related to Pesach, but nothing to do with Pesach. That lashon is by us, but this means something totally different. Amar of Chanan bar Rava, I call Yodim Kala Laman Nechnas al Chupa. Everybody knows why a bride is getting married. You know, everybody knows what's going to happen after the wedding. Ela Kolman Hamenabel Piv, but anybody who's actually perverts his speech and actually says this out loud. Even if he had a decree that he'd have 70 great years in the world, they flip it over and now it turns into evil years. That's an example of Nibble Peh that the Gemara brings. Amar Abba Bar Shila, Amar Av Chista, Kol HaManabal Espir, if anybody speaks inappropriately, Nibble Peh, Ma'amikin Lo Gehenim, they deepen, Ma'amik, Amok is deep, Gehenim for him. Shinamar, as Pasuk says, Socha Amukab, Pizaros, talking about Amukah is deep pit. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Af Shomea v'Shosek, even if someone listens to some Nibble Peh and doesn't say anything, doesn't say that was inappropriate. Meaning if a person is Rachman al-Islam at a wedding and someone is expressing those ideas, doesn't say anything, so that's almost just as bad. Shemar's Pazik says, Zoem Hashem, Zoum Hashem Yipal Shom. Okay. Amar Rav Oshia, Rav Oshia says, Kol HaMark Atmo La'Avera. What does that mean? The mark is to spread out. What does that mean? To spread yourself out for a sin. So Rashi writes, "Mefana libo lekach, memarik atzmo mishar asokim." Person clears the schedule. Lisasek ba'averos, to go do an avera. Right? He clears the schedule. He plans ahead. So if a person does that for an avera, chaburus u'btzayim yosimbo, ends up getting wounds and kind of like bruises on his body. Shnamas Mazik says, Chaburos Petza Tamrut Bera. You end up with these wounds and these bruises. For the Od Ela Shenidon Behidrokan. And not only that, he gets Hidrokan, which is a stomach illness. Shemar Zepazik says, "Umakos chadrei batem," because you will get afflicted in the inside the stomach. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Simon Lavera Hadrukon. So apparently, if you get Hadrukon, that tells me that that you've in fact done some averos. Tan Rabbanan, the Rabbanan are going to say, not exactly. Shlosh Amine Hadrukon Hain. There are three types of this disease called Hadrukon. Shelavera Ave. If you did an Avera, so then your skin becomes thick. Rashi writes hard. Bisaro, what is it? Yeah. Habra b'shvel Avera, ava bisaro miskasha. Your skin becomes thick and hard. V'shal rav tafuach. And if you've been starving yourself, so then your skin swells up. V'shal kshofim, and if you've been somehow afflicted by some sort of magic, some sort of black magic, duck, your skin shrinks and becomes thin. So, Gemara, so you see that there's other concerns, perhaps, that will cause this hadrukan. So, Shmuel HaKatan Chashpe, Shmuel HaKatan had this disease. Amar Ribbono Shel Olam, he said, Hashem, mi mepis, who is going to do a lottery? Now, what does that mean? So, she says that, who is going to try and figure out, right, whether I got it because I was a balavera, or I got it stam because, because of one of the other reasons. Right, Rashi says, "She'ena kol yodim begivel simanim." Not everybody knows that there are three possible ways to get this hadrukan. People think that, oh, if you get it, you must have done averos. So immediately the Gemara says, "Itase Sakash Baruch Hu cured him because he didn't want bad rumors to start flying." Abaye Chashbe, Abaye had this disease of hadrukan. Amarav Rava said, "Yodana be ben Achmeni demachpin." The Machpin Nafshe. I know about Nachmeni. Nachmeni was Rava's nickname for Avaye. Why did he call him that? I forget. I forget already. I think they're related somehow, or Rava raised him a little bit. I forget already. Okay. Because Nachmeni, I think in Aramaic, is his father. But okay, either way, I said of Nachmeni, meaning Avaye, doesn't eat much. So that's why he got it. Because, again, we said one of the ways to get this disease is if you don't eat, if you're starving yourself, or better said, if you fast a lot, so a person can be susceptible to this illness. So Rava wanted to make sure everybody knew that Abaye wasn't a Baal Aveira, but he just fasted a lot, or didn't eat much. Rava Chashbe, Rava also got this illness. V'harava hu d'amar, but the Rava said, Nefishe k'tile k'dar menifche kafan. More people die by the kedar, by the cooking pot, than people who's have a swelling with hunger, which means that basically more people die of overeating than undereating, and people have issues with their digestion and their intestines and stuff. So certainly Rava would have eaten enough. So the Gemara says, "Shani Rava da ansi le rabbanan biidane ba'al korche," because when he had to go to the bathroom, when his intestines, right, we said if a person holds back their intestines, so they can have issues, right? We had that in Misachos Brachos. So he apparently was, when he couldn't go to the bathroom, because when he was teaching Torah, the rabbanan used to keep on delaying him. He wasn't able to go regularly. So Lamaisa, that caused him to end up with this illness. All right. Lamaisa, nowadays, for anybody, for any of us, so it's really usher to learn when you really, 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 really have to go to the bathroom. I guess some of the either times then were different, or Rava was different because he was a teacher of the masses. Okay. Anyway, Vaiter. Tanu Rabbanan, Arba Simanim Heim. There are four things, Simanim, four signs. And you're going to see what those are in a second, of Avera. Simon Avera Hadrikon, if you've done Averos, so you get this Hadrikon. Similar Simon Eschinam Yirakon, this different illness, which is causes a person to become greenish. I think in English it's called jaundice, but I'm not sure. That's already a sign of sinus chinam. Sinum legasus ruach anius. If a person becomes poor, that's a sign that he's arrogant. or not necessarily, but one of the indicators, perhaps, one of the reasons he's poor is because of Gaiva, is Simon Lashon Hara Askara. And Askara is perhaps a sign that a person spoke Lashon Hara. Tan Rabbanu learned in a Braisa, Askara Baal Olam. Askara is supposedly the worst, the Gemara says all over, the Askara is the worst of the Nisos Bidei Shamayim, that this illness, basically a person, Rachman Tzlan La'Aleinu, basically strangles to death as the illness progresses, which is sounds horrible. So anyway, so Askara Ba Ala Meiser, Amud Beis. Yeah, if you flip to Amud Beis, that was a statement of, sorry, oh, just the Tanakama. Askara comes because of Averis of Meiser. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Alashon Hara, comes because of Lashon Hara. Amar Rava, Vitemer, Rabbi Shub, and Levi. My Krara, what's the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Vamelech Yismach Be'elokim, Yishalel Kol HaNishbal Bo, Ki Zacher Pi Dovrei Shaker. Apparently, that you know, Dovrei Shaker, anybody who speaks evil, will end up with this Askara situation. Someone who lies. So Ibailu, they ask a question. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Alashon Hara Kamar, O Dilma Af Alashon Hara Makamar. What Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi said it. You know, we said that really Askara comes because of not keeping Meister. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi said Lashon Hara. So is it, you mean Lashon Hara as well as Meister, or meaning not doing Meister, or just Lashon Hara by itself? So, Alashon Hara Kamar, or Af Alashon Hara? Even on Lashon Hara. So, Gemara says, Tashma, let's prove it to you. A bit of a long proof, but we'll get to at the end. Kishenichnasu Raboseinu Lekaren Biavne. Right? Anybody asks you what the oldest yeshiva is in the world, Gemara mentions Karen Biavne. When Bnei Yisrael, when the Rabbanan went to Karen Biavne, summer retreat or whatever it is, Beis Medrash and Yavne, Hayasham Rabbi Yehuda was there, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. Nishala Sheila Zu Bifnehem. They asked this question in front of all of them. Makazu, Askara, Mipnei Ma, Maschelis, Mipnei Me, Ayim, Vagomeris, Mipnei. Apparently, it started in your stomach and it ended up in the throat. And again, like I said, it ended up choking you to death or suffocating to death, Rahman al Islam. But why did it start in the stomach and end up by the throat? So, Nana Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, Rosh Hamadabrin, Bechodavar, Ve'omar. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi was the first one, first Rav, to answer. And the Gemara is going to discuss why that exactly was, but we're not going to get to it today. That we're going to leave for tomorrow's daf. Aval pi sheklayos yotzos, v'leiv maven, v'losho mechatech, pegomer. So I'll translate it and then we'll just explain it in a second. Even though the kidneys give advice, and the heart understands, and the tongue, mechatech literally means to cut, but it speaks, pegomer, the mouth is what finishes it. So you see that there's a process in terms of, you know, this Lashon Hara. It starts in a person's body, a person thinks about the Lashon Hara, and then it kind of like moves up, there's an image of moving up through the body until finally the mouth actually acts and speaks. But Nana Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi Ve'amar, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi said, Mepnei she'ochlin ba dvarim tmeim, because people eat treif things. The Gemara says, dvarim tmeim kasal kataitach? What do you mean, eating treif gets you Askara? Listen, eating treif is terrible, but nowhere in Chumash does it say eat treif, you're going to get put to death. It does say, certainly by Trumos, that there could be Misa B'dei Shamayim, and there are some psukim, I forget exactly where, but there are some psukim that talk about Lashon Hara, that also could lead to Misa, but again, treif is treif, and it's bad, and it's terrible, but you get Malkus, you don't get Misa B'dei Shamayim. So Ella, so what he meant was, she'ochlin ba dvarim she'enem adukanim. No, people who eat things, not treif things, not tame things, but things that are not medukanim. And medukan here, the lashon is, they're not, you don't take chumas and maaseres while they're there. Tevel is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Tevel is food that you've not taken chumas and maaseres. So he's saying exactly the same thing as the Tanakhama. Nan Rabbi Shimon v'amar, Rabbi Shimon said, b'avon b'tel Torah. We had Askara for b'tel Torah. Rachman al-Tzlan, and we saw yesterday a bunch of the things that happened because of Bittul Torah. So Amrulo, so they said to him, wait a second, Nashim Yochichu. Apparently there are women who get Askara, but they don't have a Chi of Talmud Torah, so how can you tell me that if they don't learn Torah, they're going to get Askara? So Rabbi Shimon said back to them, Shem Vatlos is Baalei. No, they cause their husbands to be Bavalta Torah. Very harsh. Nachrim Yochichu, what about Goyim? Goyim also get Askara, but they don't have a Chi of study Torah, and in fact they're not allowed to. So Rabbi Shimon said, Shem Vatlan Es Yisrael. For some reason, somehow they cause Am Yisrael to be in Vatal Torah. What about young kids? Get Askara. Because they are also terribly harsh, but the children that sometimes are Mevatal their fathers from learning Torah. So on a very intense level, so that perhaps they could get strict with Askara. So Gemara says, Tinoko Shabbos Rabban Yochichu. What about the Tinoko Shabbos Rabban, the children in the study hall? This is a little bit, it says Tinokos, it says babies, but it's referring to people who are a little bit older, you know, let's say the Yeshiva Bachrim, who they don't really distract their fathers, kind of make their fathers not learn. But how could they get Askara? So the Gemara says, Hasam kid Rabbi Gurion. That I'll explain, but from Rabbi Gurion, Dam Rabbi Gurion, Vitim Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shemaya, Bizman Shah Tzadikim Bador, when there are Tzadikim in this generation, so Tzadikim is Pasim al Ador. The Tzadikim get punished, I forget the exact translation of this Pasim, but basically they're stricken with the Averus of the generation. In tzaddikim bador, but if there aren't any tzaddikim in the generations, then tzinokos shebeis rabban is pasim al ador. Then you're right in Echanami that if the yeshiva bachrim, so they rachman al tzlan get punished for the sins of the generation, and that's how they could theoretically get askara, even though they themselves are not necessarily being the vatal Torah. Amar Yitzchak Bar Ziri, if Amar Ilah Rabbi Shimon Bar Nizira, Mikra, what the pasuk that tells me that this is true, and lo say dilacha, hayafa banashim, tzi'ilach, bikvei atzon, etc. Amarina, we say gidayim memushkanim al haroin. You can see, sometimes the kids are memashkan, literally means to taking collateral for the roin, the shepherds. That you can see that even though the Am Yisrael is the shepherds here, Rachman al Tzlan, sometimes the gidim, the kids, the little baby goats, can get punished for the sins of the shepherds. So Gemara says, Shema Mina. So apparently, you see, Af al Lashon Hara Nami Kamar, right? Because that really went Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, when he said Lashon Hara, you said you can get Askara even for the sin of Lashon Hara, because again, one of the answers that we said before was about Trumas and Maestros, about eating Tevel, etc., not separating Trumas and Maestros properly, so it must be for both of them, Shema Mina. Okay, I'm mostly we'll stop here, because the Gemara is going to go on a long story about Rabbi Yehuda, about those Rabbanim. Have a wonderful, wonderful Yontif. Mitz Hashem, we should all be zocher to bring the Korban Pesach, or at least see the B'ez Gol Tzedek in the middle of the Seder, or now, which would be cool. But Bezetz Hashem will go weiter in the Shas tomorrow.